Welcome to Veritas 360, where we cut through the noise and talk about the real forces shaping our democracy. I'm Dr. Rick. Today's episode, Justice on Trial, the Pam Bondi Purge. January 2025, the Justice Department, once the world's gold standard of independence and integrity, faces an unprecedented transformation. Its new leader, Attorney General Pam Bondi, isn't just changing policy. She's gutting the system from the inside out. Today we investigate the numbers, the names, and the moves that have sparked cries of judicial purge, one that threatens the rule of law itself. The day the purge began, when Pam Bondi walked into the Department of Justice headquarters on February 3rd, her first move wasn't symbolic. It was seismic. She disbanded two major units. The Foreign Influence Task Force, designed to track hostile foreign activity, and Task Force Kleptocapture, which targeted Russian oligarchs' wealth tied to geopolitical aggression. Both were gone in a single memo. Within days, Bondi fired Joseph Turrell, the Department of Justice's top ethics lawyer. With 16 years of service alongside him, 20 staffers tied to investigations of Donald Trump were shown the door. No cause given, no transparency, just gone. The numbers don't lie. Here's the staggering math. 66% of attorneys defending the Department of Justice policies have resigned. At least three career prosecutors who handled January 6th cases have filed lawsuits over politically motivated firings. Immigration judges, 75 of them have been either fired outright or coerced into resigning despite statutory protections. Senator Dick Durbin at a Judiciary Committee hearing said, and I quote, "This is not about policy. This is about purging independent voices from the Justice Department." Weaponizing the law. Bondi's moves aren't just about removing people. They're about replacing them. She created a weaponization working group led by Ed Martin, a man who publicly praised January 6th rioters. Critics see it not as reform, but as a hit squad to review and reverse prosecutions perceived as anti-Trump. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice priorities have shifted. Corruption cases are down, civil rights enforcement deprioritized. Instead, the department has filed 11 lawsuits in 6 months targeting diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, and is moving aggressively against gender-affirming care. Breaking the oath. Let's be clear about something fundamental. When Pam Bondi took office, she swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and faithfully discharge the duties of her office. but her actions tell a different story. By firing career officials for political reasons, she's trampling on the Merit System Protection Act, a safeguard rooted in the Constitution's guarantee of due process. By refusing to defend the independence of administrative judges, she's violating the separation of powers, a cornerstone of Article 3 of the Constitution. By publicly threatening federal judges who ruled against deportation flights, she's undermining judicial independence, something the founders enshrined to keep tyranny in check. These aren't just bad optics. They're breaches of the very oath she swore. A constitutional law expert said, and I quote, "When an attorney general puts loyalty above law, that is a direct violation of both the spirit and the letter of her constitution oath." Attacking judicial independence. The purge isn't limited to the Department of Justice staff. Bondi has attacked the judiciary itself. She refused to defend long-standing administrative law judge protections, calling them unconstitutional. She shut out the American Bar Association from its role in vetting judicial nominees, an institution that has vetted judges for over 70 years. And when federal judges issued rulings blocking controversial deportation flights, Bondi called them, quote, "meddling judges who think they are above the law," end quote. She even hinted at prosecuting judges for rulings she disagrees with. The human toll. In the immigration courts, chaos reigns. Judges report unprecedented case backlogs, some surpassing 3 million pending cases nationwide, while new appointees are often political loyalists with limited courtroom experience. Former Department of Justice officials describe a chilling effect. Career attorneys now self-censor, afraid of crossing political lines. One anonymous prosecutor told the Daily Beast, "We are watching the collapse of the Department of Justice moral backbone in real time." Why this matters? Why does this matter to you? Because the Justice Department that answers to politics, not law, is no Justice Department at all. Pam Bondi doesn't just betray tradition. She betrays her oath, and in doing so, she's undermining the Constitution she promised to protect. If this transformation continues unchecked, the damage won't just be temporary. It could write the meaning of justice in America for generations. This was Justice on Trial. For now, remember, justice depends on independence. And right now, that independence and the Constitution itself is under attack. That's all for the episode of Veritas 360. If you found this conversation important, please subscribe, share, and leave a comment. And let's demand better from our judiciary. Until next time, stay awake, stay loud, and stay principled.